Brilliance Audio presents How to Listen and How to Be Heard, Inclusive Conversations at Work by Alyssa Carpenter. Performed by the author. To Brian, Avery, and Xavier. Introduction. According to Gallup's State of the American Workplace report, only 30% of employees strongly agree that their opinions count at work. Yes, only 30%. So what does that mean for the other 70%? Well, they're likely feeling unheard, unseen, and not understood. Remember the last time someone didn't listen to something you felt was important? When they completely shut down your idea or just ignored it. I'm sure it felt pretty crappy in all of its, why am I even in this meeting glory? But why is this the case? What's causing this feeling among so many employees throughout the workplace? First, let's look at how different today's modern workforce really is. Right now, 5 generations out there working together, ranging in age from 16 to over 75. And within these generations, more and more diversity has entered the mix. No matter whether you are looking at gender, race, ethnicity, or religion, the workplace doesn't look like it did 50 years ago, or even 10 or 20. And then, mixed in with those differences in age, culture, and whatever else, we have all sorts of different personalities. Who we are and how we think is made up of all of the experiences we've had in our lives up until this point. Each individual brings their own way of seeing things and expressing them into their careers and around that conference room table. No two people, even if they share similar backgrounds or demographics, have the same perspective. Okay, so after reviewing all of this, it's pretty clear that we have many differences cropping up in the workplace. And it's pretty safe to say that these contribute to why so many employees are having trouble getting through to their colleagues and bosses. So what do we do about it? The first step is to recognize that these differences exist and that they're here to stay. We need to respect and embrace our varied viewpoints, and then we can start to communicate across, not against them. We need to accept these differences as a natural part of working with others, and we need to start actually listening to each other. Open your ears to what others have to say. Open your mind to different ideas and ways of thinking. Agree that you're likely to always disagree on some things, but make it a point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?